The Reno City Council is set to decide whether a group of land developers can move forward with building a development that could put roughly 5,000 new single-family homes in Cold Springs. The process has stalled over recent months due to community concerns about traffic, possible flooding, and increased demands on already scarce resources. Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger sat down with some of the developers of the Stonegate community, Angela Foose, Michael Barnes, and Dan Padalock, about these concerns.
So why don't we talk about a little bit about why we're here today and what is Stonegate?
So I'll start. So Stonegate is a master plan community that is proposing to develop out in the Cold Springs area. It's a 5,000 dwelling unit development. It includes areas for shopping, dining, public services such as schools and parks, fire stations, police substations. So it's an overall master plan design that encompasses everything a city needs.
So where would this development be located?
It's located on 395 out north in the Cold Springs Basin.
Where did you all come up with a plan to build there? Why pick that particular area?
That's an interesting story. The Hines Ranch, as it's referred to, and it has been historically since the late 1800s, it had been known and annexed in the city of Reno in 2005. And since that time, many of us in the world and from water right and water development standpoint were aware of it, as well as land development had been aware of it. And we were fortuitous enough to approach the owners in mid-2014. They were in a position to sell the property. And at that point, once we really started looking at the property and looking at what a beautiful piece of property it is, forested areas, and the opportunity for development and growth where the city and our region was headed, it was the right time for that property to be sold.
So where are you at in the process now? How does this process work going forward?
Yeah, from a city's perspective, the property was zoned mostly industrial back in 2006. And so there's a process that's required to change the master plan and change the zoning to a residential land use. We submitted an application in July of 2016, and we are now going through those approvals. So we held the community meetings. We met with the neighborhood advisory boards and the citizen advisory boards. We went to the Reno Planning Commission. We held about 14 or 15 hours of public hearings in front of the Planning Commission. They then recommended approval, and now it's before the City Council for final approval.
And you've gotten a lot of pushback from the public in the last couple months. Isn't that correct?
There was. After the last City Council hearing, there was a group of residents in Cold Springs that kind of organized and had submitted an 8-page concern letter to the city as it related to Stonegate and the developments. Their questions were well-founded, and we had responded to them with specific answers to their concerns, and then offered to meet with them, which they accepted. And after the 4 hours of discussing with them, making it clear what the choice was, 1,000 acres of industrial or a community where we can raise families with trails, access to the forest, schools. And at the end of the day, from what they've expressed to us, is that they would rather have the residential community being constructed there than an industrial development.
But there are still some who have concerns. Mainly, I think, if my understanding is correct, a lot of folks who live in those North Valleys are concerned about the traffic situation. If you've been on 395 anywhere past McCarran in the last, 2 or 3 years, you know it's a nightmare around traffic, around rush hour. You know, adding 5,000 new homes in that area will just increase traffic. Is that a concern of yours at this point?
So, first, I think it's important to understand that the development is it's going to take approximately 20 plus years to develop. So that's important to understand. There's not 5,000 homes coming on all at one time. Second, there are numerous projects being planned for US 395 that includes widening of US 395, and those are happening in the next couple of years, as well as, of course, I'm sure you're aware of the Spaghetti Bowl that's being reconstructed. That is on a fast track method. It's something that the state, the governor, as well as the Nevada Department of Transportation has said is their number one project and their number one issue to get resolved in Northern Nevada. So we see that there is help coming along the way and that the timing of our project coincides with those improvements as well. Our project is the first project that has ever tied itself to improvements on 395 that essentially limits the development to those improvements when they occur.
There's also a push by the county to limit development growth like this. From my understanding, they want to see more apartment complexes, I guess more urban style living. How do you continue to branch those services out towards, you know, further and out from the main city proper?
Sure. I guess there's two pieces of that. If you want to discuss water supply and our regional water supply, there's 8,000 acre feet of available water to be used for growth in the North Valleys. There are other supply sources, that being, you know, Hines Ranch itself. We have approximately 1,600 acre feet of historic rights on the ranch that we are planning to utilize within the development and also bring in some of the water through Tumwa from Fish Springs. As far as the utility infrastructure, which gets discussed all the time, when you have a master plan community like this, it is Stonegate that is bringing in the water lines. We are making the connection to Tumwa. We will build, construct, and dedicate to Tumwa. We will build, construct, and dedicate the sewer facilities to Washoe County. We will build, construct, and dedicate the gas facilities to NV Energy. Same way with the interchange improvements. As far as RTC, we will build, construct, and dedicate those interchange improvements. So the services we're discussing are really being picked up and carried by the development itself and not falling back on the local jurisdictions.
There were concerns just south of where you all are talking about is Lemon Valley, where there were concerns last year that overdevelopment was responsible for some of the flooding there. Is that going to be continued concern just north of the valley?
Well, flooding is something that we've watched and pay attention to with the entire development, the entire design of the development. As you know, the property is located on the north side of Peavine Mountain, mm-hmm. and that is the source of a lot of waters that come down and terminate down in White Lake. They pass right through our property. The property itself predates the construction of the freeway system, predates the forestry service. It predates most of modern entities that are out there. When the freeway system was constructed, the waterways constrained the waters and created some floodings on the property as well as across the freeway system. This project comes in and rechannelizes that water and creates additional storage in White Lake that will help alleviate future flooding of the area.
There was some questions over a donation that you made to the Tiny Homes Initiative that was brought up a few months ago, the $50,000, I believe. Was it?
That's correct. And part of that is, as we've sat through this process with the city of Reno, affordable housing and being in a developer position where you're asking for discretionary approvals, the question is continually asked, what are you doing about affordable housing? What are you doing? What are you doing? When we look at our development in Cold Springs, putting in affordable housing at the level we're talking about here, this is 60% mean income, 50% mean income supply. It's not ripe for that yet. There's no bus service. There's no utility, or it's not utility services, but retail services out there. It's the wrong place. So in order to address that from pressures coming from the city, as it went through discussions about the homeless population, the homeless shelter, we're contributors to Volunteers of America and the funding of the homeless shelter. The issue of the tiny home project came up. It was something that resonated with us. We are developers. This was about taking a piece of land, an unused piece of land, and getting a higher use to benefit our entire community. We saw an opportunity. We stepped up to be involved and made the offer of the $50,000 donation to fund the first phase of the tiny home project. It was misconstrued in the media because of some allegations. This funding is meant to go to either Volunteers of America, Northern Nevada Hopes, whatever entity comes together to do it. We have expertise in land base, land development, utility infrastructure, and have the funding mechanisms to help support our community. And that was the background behind that offer.
Was that offer rescinded?
The offer was redirected.
Redirected towards Volunteers or Northern Nevada Hopes, you said?
That's correct. And so we have not issued the check yet. It stands here. It's available. The city recently, I believe last month, passed the tiny home parcel. They voted to move forward on it. Not exactly sure how it's going to come forward. Our offer to fund the $50,000 towards that project exists today, or if a different solution comes up for an overflow shelter that the $50,000 could be effective and important, we stand willing to write that check.
Is Stonegate the answer to Reno's affordable housing problem?
No, Stonegate is one piece of our overall regional answer. If you look at the housing demand we're looking at right now, back in 2005 and 2006, our area was absorbing almost 5,000 homes a year. We believe the demand is back there. So if you really take a look at it in pure numbers, we almost need a Stonegate every year. 5,000 units is really 1 year of demand for our region. So Stonegate is not the ultimate answer. It is a portion and one of the first steps in our region achieving the answer that's being asked of us by the job growth and where our region's headed.
That was our reporter Paul Boger speaking with Angela Foose, Michael Barnes, and Dan Padalock about the controversial Stonegate housing development in North Reno.